What is up, everybody? It is Chris Aiken from your Classic Metal Show, and I figured I better just make a statement because my phone will not stop buzzing with texts and messages and Facebook messages, et cetera, about David Ellefson. So I figured instead of trying to answer this or people thinking I'm ignoring it, I'm just going to do a quick video, give my thoughts for whatever they're worth, which I hope is nothing. But, you know, and again, since we don't have a show this week, I won't have Saturday to talk about it. So I'm just going to put it out here right now, and you can watch it or not, and whatever, you know. So y'all know the story with David Ellefson right now, you know, the whole sex video thing that is going on out there. And is what it is, you know. Certainly, I have talked on the show about how I know David. I'm friendly with David. You know, have we had dinner together? No, we're not those kind of friends. But that said, I consider David to be friendly, a friend of myself and the show. And again, as we've talked about on the show, I have some professional dealings with David as well, as far as we've talked about doing some web work in an app, and we've talked about having a meet and greet / VIP party at Pinball PA for David, for Dwellers, for the movie. And of course, David and Drew were kind enough to let us, Neely and myself, be a part of Dwellers. So, you know, we definitely have a relationship with David Ellefson, and I specifically do. So I wanted to, since everybody knows that, and I think that's why everybody keeps messaging me, I just wanted to put that out. I wanted to put my thoughts out on the table quickly and distinctly so that everybody knows where I'm at, and you don't have to keep messaging me, okay? All right. So first and foremost, you know, David's got my full support. Point blank, simple. I'm quite frankly embarrassed for the metal, at least half of the metal community, that's like throwing him completely under the bus. That's fucking bullshit. It's just fucking bullshit. You know, I'm not going to try and defend any of it, as I don't think David has. I mean, he was pretty honest to come out and say, yeah, I did this, and it's, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, I did this. So he's not defending it. I'm not defending it, you know. But in the end, I don't think it's a story. I don't think it's a fucking story. You know, to me, it's a non-story. Story is guy sends dick pic to girl that is of age. Dumb, maybe, but as far as you know, criminal or illegal or whatever, no, it's not. It's a non-story, and it is embarrassing how many people are out there not having his back on this. It just shows that so many people lack loyalty, you know, to their favorite bands or their favorite musicians, or, you know, just on a personal level. And I know the big argument has been, well, you know, David has presented himself as a pastor and a religious man or whatever. Yeah, he fucked up. There's no question he fucked up. He will not tell you he didn't fuck up. But the point is this, and it's very simple. Whether he's a religious guy or not, whether that's his way of life or not, you know, he made a mistake. And David Ellefson is not Ernest Angsley. He's not telling you that you're a piece of shit if you don't follow his Christian values or his Christian beliefs. He's never been preachy. He's never been that guy. He's always, you know, said what he was trying to do. So for people to just throw him under the bus, you know, almost as like a vindictive move because he's announced his Christianity is ridiculous. Does his actions bring it into question? Maybe. That's between him and himself, really. That's not your fucking problem. That's his deal. So, you know, again, I think the whole thing is a non-story. I think persecuting him because he's announced that he's a Christian is a non-story. And going back to what actually happened in the video itself, let's be real honest, folks. Every single guy that's watching this has jerked off. The only difference is instead of doing it to FaceTime, they did it to Pornhub on their iPad. Just let's be real here. Every married guy has jerked off thinking about some other chick. So don't throw the whole morality clause in there like you're somehow more saintly than this guy. You're not. You're not. I guarantee you anybody that's been married more than an hour has jerked off thinking about some actress, some hot chick, some chick at work, whatever. You can lie to your wife and say that that's not true, but it is. And y'all know it. So stop trying to judge this guy on a scale that you can't even fucking measure up to. Okay. That's fucking stupid. All right. It is refreshing, I guess, that some people that about half from the comments I've seen on various social media sources are, you know, have David's back, and that's cool. And I think that has a lot to do with him being fan friendly. And being the guy in Megadeth that people lean to, and he's always been cool. You know, I've known David for 15, 20 years. He's always been cool to me, you know? So that is what that is. Megadeth's statement. I'm getting a lot of texts about it. Did I see Megadeth's statement? Yes, I saw Megadeth's statement. And to be quite honest, I think it blows for whatever that's worth. I think their statement blows. I think it's trying to put distance between them and him so that they can set him up to fire him. I hope that's not the case, but that's honestly what I think is going on there. And I think they should stand by him. I honestly think they should stand by him. They should tell the lawyers to go fuck themselves. This is our guy and we're standing by him. You know, it's not real hard to stand by somebody when they're doing good things. It is hard when something fucked up has happened. And that's when you got to dig in. That's when you got to dig in and say, yeah, we don't necessarily agree, but we're not going to cost him his livelihood over it. That's the whole thing we bitch about on this classic metal show over and over and over again. This cancel culture horseshit. Ooh, something doesn't follow the standard. We better run away from it as fast as we can. You're fucking Megadeth, a band that's supposed to be hard and rebellious and whatever. Yeah, he did something fucked up. So you say, yeah, Dave Mustaine should be out there front and center saying, yeah, don't agree with it, but he's my bassist. He started the band with me. Onward we go. The new album's out in September or whatever. That's the statement that should be out there. Not we're evaluating and watching the situation carefully to see what happens. Fuck you, Dave. That's fucking nonsense. Stand by your guy. I mean, my God, that's just ridiculous. Ultimately that's, you know, my big thing is if you've been a fan of Megadeth before, if you've been a fan of Temple of Brutality or F5 or just David Ellefson as a dude, stand by this dude. Believe me when I tell you, he's got enough bullshit on his plate right now between trying to deal with this with a wife and trying to deal with this with professional involvements and, you know, Megadeth is obviously involved with the Grammy Foundation and Music Cares and all this different stuff. You know, the guy's got a lot going on in his life right now. Most of it negative. Going to be a real tough road for him for the next while. So how about you guys stop with the fucking trying to hammer this guy and stand by him for a minute? You know, he's one of us. He's a fucking metalhead. And believe me, I'll go back to what I said before. He didn't. The only thing he did different than we do is he turned his camera on when he did it. Be honest. You can shake your head no if your wife's around all you want or your girlfriend, but be honest with yourself, guys. That's the truth. He didn't do anything different than we do. Nothing. So that's all I got. I have been very, just so people know and people will ask, I have been in very, very super brief conversation or a single text back and forth between myself and David. I don't know how he's doing other than he answered a text that I sent him within, you know, a minute. So that's where I'm at with it. That's my opinion of it. You know, I would hope that those of you that are fans, those of you that aren't fans, but just can't stand this fucking ridiculous culture that we're in, I would hope every one of you would fucking stand up. And when you see some bullshit being thrown out there, you say, hey, fuck you. Stop with this nonsense. It's not a story. And you move on from it. All right. And that's that. We'll see you in, you know, 2 weeks, I guess, for Classic Metal Show. Aftershocks, obviously, we'll have episodes all through. And I may have a surprise for you or two for next week on the podcasts for Classic Metal Show. So be looking for that. And I guess that's all for now. All right. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace. Hail and kill.